Early Edition continues on Sports Radio 610, a Sunday morning. I'm Charlie, he's Tom, and on the line, our newest home show pro, and that's Matt over at Sunny Pressure Washing. And Matt, the reason I called you this morning is Michael up in Atascocita is trying to wash the second floor from the first floor without a ladder, and I wanted to see if that's something you can give us some advice on. Can you help us out with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning, Charlie.
So let me tell you his situation. He says he's got mold or algae building up around the second floor windows, and he wants to get them off, but he doesn't want to get on a 20-foot ladder. So let's start first of all. Matt, what's it take to get that mold and algae off the side of the building?
The first step you're going to want to do is apply a couple different detergents to the surface, so one of which will be a surfactant that allows the chemical to stick to the walls and really soak into the algae that's covering the wall. And then the second will be what does the cleaning and does the elbow grease and removing it.
What is it you use to do that?
Sodium hypochlorite, and that's what we use on 90% of our jobs. It's the same chemical other people use to clean pools to prevent algae from growing back.
Is that going to come down and hurt my landscaping at all?
No, so it does have salt in it, and that sodium is what's going to help to kill the algae so that we can remove it from the surface mm-hmm. with a soft pressure. But once it reaches the ground, keep in mind that we do this all the time, and that's always a risk. But we try and stay on the front end of that. And so what we'll do is pre-treat, add water to all of the surrounding landscaping, so that by the time the chemical touches the ground, it's one, diluted, but two, it's reaching an area that's already completely saturated with water. So it's not going to be any risk at all as far as killing or harming any of the plants goes.
So what I hear you saying is you're going to put a surfactant on there, then you put the cleaning solvent on there, then you're going to rinse it off, and you're going to do this all from the ground? You're not going to get up on a ladder or anything, right?
Correct. One, to minimize and mitigate liability, and then also to work kind of at a more efficient pace, we use a method that's called soft washing. With soft washing, we use a certain spraying application, which is called the downstream injector. And what that does is creates a vacuum effect where we can pull chemical from one separate tank and then apply it midstream with the water we're using to clean the house.
This does not sound like do-it-yourself work.
If you have a lot of time and money to invest in researching it and buying the right equipment, it can be. But generally speaking, it's not something that you just pull out on a Sunday afternoon and do yourself. No.
You want it to be easy. I hear what Michael's saying. He wants to figure out how he can do it and not have to do that. But it sounds like this is a case where if you want to make sure you get that stuff off once and for all, you're going to have to use this multi-step process you're doing. And that's going to mean it's not necessarily do it yourself.
Correct. Yeah.
And that's why we trust Matt to take care of things like that. He's our home show pro at Sunny Pressure Washing. And you can find him at homeshowradio.com. Click on the button right there on the homepage. Matt, thanks for your help today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Charlie.